Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very accomplished professional from Singapore, Dr. Michael Netsley. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to join you.
Thank you. Michael is the founder of Extend My Runway, which is an AI for good startup. He's been recognized, awarded, and felicitated globally. So, Michael, before we get into any questions on Extend My Runway, do tell me a little bit about your background briefly and what brought you up to this stage.
Well, it's honestly been an incredible journey. I grew up in rural Midwestern America. Mm-hmm. And actually started my professional career in radio, which you mm-hmm. could probably tell a little bit from the voice, but then went on to get a doctorate in classical rhetoric. Okay. So stayed in communication, but Aristotle, Plato, Cicero. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then I get the travel bug that takes me to Finland, Germany, Argentina, Japan, Singapore. Mm-hmm. And it's here in Singapore, I got involved in executive development and executive coaching. And where we're at today is my second career. Think of it as my second act, mm-hmm. where I have fallen in love with neuroscience and all of these amazing discoveries that are rewriting our understanding of the brain. So it's a very diverse journey.
This is truly what one would call, from a startup perspective, a pivot, isn't it?
A little bit of a pivot, yes. From Aristotle to neuroscience. It's a big change, yeah.
So, you know, when I was reading about you, you are using the Nobel Prize-winning nudge theory to deliver practical strategies that improve brain performance.
Yes.
Help me understand with what you're doing with an example.
Okay, so let's say that, for example, we're trying to improve brain performance and we're going to focus on essentials, mm-hmm. things you may not be doing, but you need to be doing as a foundation.
Right.
So exercise might come into that. Mm-hmm. The artificial intelligence that we're building, you'll get a nudge on this during, you know, let's say at 10:45 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And it's just a 30-second message, a 20-second message, uh-huh. but it will shape your choice about what you order for lunch. Uh-huh. Because if you're in the late afternoon or evening, if you want to have a really good run, a good workout, which we know is good for the brain and health, you need to fuel that run. So what a nudge does is simply shape the choice of what you're going to order at lunch or whether you take your phone to bed at night or what particular behavior you will choose as opposed to not choosing another. But it's just these short snackable messages that shape your choice.
Very interesting. And tell me a little bit about Extend My Runway and how you're using artificial intelligence.
Okay. So what we were just talking about with the nudges is the on-ramp, because that's what a subscriber will receive. Mm-hmm. And again, the goal is to shape behaviors, because if you change your behavior, you can change the way your brain is wired.
Right.
So what Extend My Runway is doing is it's combining these incredible discoveries in neuroscience with artificial intelligence. And what the artificial intelligence does is it learns about you, it adapts to you, and then it personalizes the nudges that you receive. And, and the whole design behind that is, again, to either build a foundation or to change behaviors that together that make you more innovative, better able to strategize, better able to leverage diverse perspectives and integrate them, manage your emotions, all of this. It's all brain-based. So so that's
amazing. And when you talk about Extend My Runway, is this a functioning app on Android platforms and iOS, or are you still developing it?
We're still developing. So we've got the app design on here now. Mm-hmm. The AI is being bootstrapped out of Manila, mm-hmm. and we should have a working product for our anchor client this calendar year.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we hope to see it available to much larger number of people,
yes,
sooner than later. So moving on, you also say that the only way for humans to stay in the game will be to keep learning throughout their lives and to reinvent themselves repeatedly. Many, if not most humans, may be unable to do so. And this is a quote of Yuval Noah Hariri.
Yes.
Help me understand how this is fitting into the context, and then I'll ask you a couple of questions.
Okay. Let's start with the simple assertion.
Mm-hmm.
Reskilling is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Of course, the world is changing, yeah. and maybe we need to learn data science or how to code in Python or, you know, design thinking, whatever it is we need to learn. But putting that knowledge in your head is simply insufficient.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have the ability to change your behaviors
mm-hmm.
and apply all of this new knowledge. And that is fundamentally a brain-based challenge.
Mm.
So that's the connection with Extend My Runway, is again, if we change your behaviors
mm-hmm.
and we change them in a way that makes it easier for you to apply new ideas
mm-hmm.
or easier for you to be more productive.
Mm.
The speed with which you can do that pivot and remain current and mm-hmm. remain relevant is going to happen dramatically faster than if you simply just put knowledge in your head.
Mm. And how do you see technology that you're now using helping or hindering our learning?
This is a fantastic question. I think the hinder is the easy part. So let me do that one second.
Okay.
But I think the possibility for helping is in the personalization of your learning experience. And, mm-hmm. and there are multiple learning platforms out there that or more than, did you complete this mm-hmm. module? Did you complete that module?
Yeah.
They literally adapt to you and tailor to you.
Mm.
So that, you know, for that's a great way of taking core knowledge,
mm-hmm.
Making it available broadly,
yeah.
and adapting to the learner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is these things here overwhelm us.
Correct.
We're constantly being messaged.
Mm-hmm.
We undermine ourselves by paying attention to that and constantly multitasking. And when we get into artificial intelligence, mm-hmm. There are still problems that are being worked on, and to everybody's credit,
mm-hmm.
in terms of it's overwhelmingly designed by or for guys like me, white Western guys.
Mm-hmm.
So we're building in Singapore because we want to build for Southeast Asia.
Correct.
We know that AI bias impacts women. So these problems have to be solved, and mm-hmm. I'm sure they will be.
Yeah, I agree. And the other component is when you look at AI and the work that you are doing, there are different age profiles of your potential clients.
Yes.
How do you see different ages, and more particularly, it's like the more senior people, being able to stay relevant and contemporary?
Exactly. Now, there's a contextual challenge, mm-hmm. and then what the research solves. And
yeah.
the contextual challenge is and will remain for quite a while to be ageism. They take one look at the color of my hair,
yeah.
and
mine is completely white.
It's a challenge for us,
yes.
But that's wrong, because when we look at the science, let me go. Let me start at about. Let's start at around early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain is peaking at working memory,
mm-hmm.
so you can just put a ton of information in there, and you can process it really fast,
mm.
Which is ideal for, say, an MBA. So this is why you want your MBA in your early 30s. But around age 45, something profound happens to us. It is possible for us to go through a stage of adult development. Mm-hmm. So like when my 10-year-old is going to turn into a teenager, that's development. The same thing happens to us, and we become more, you know, another kind of adult after 45.
Correct.
When that happens, we become exponentially better at managing complexity. And what business today is not managing more complexity?
Correct.
In your early 50s, you can peak at your ability to focus, for example. So zero in on something, push out the distractions.
Correct.
And you also peak at your ability to recognize emotions in other people. So that EQ is coming out. Now, here's where things get really interesting. In your early 60s, your brain peaks at innovative thinking, innovation in your early 60s, completely contrary to what we thought to be the case.
Amazing.
And then your brain's platinum function, technically it's called integrated reasoning. I call it transformational thinking. But it's about your ability to see what's important in one context, rework it, and apply it in another context.
Correct.
62.
Yeah.
Now think about what I just shared. What business today does not need people who can manage complexity, strategize, collaborate, innovate, deal with diversity, and, you know, just be a positive contributor?
Correct.
This all happens after 45, which is the people we run out the door. What a mistake.
Absolutely.
What a mistake.
How amazing. How amazing. You also talk about your brainergy index.
Yes.
How are you able to help people to improve their ability to focus, innovate, strategize, and manage complexity, integrate diverse perspectives, learn, remember, collaborate, and more? And it's interesting you speak about the brain being at a different stage at past 60, because the world seems to assume that's the age of senility.
No,
I'm going to be 66 this year, this month.
Yeah. So this is what I love about this neuroscience, and tremendous credit goes to the Center for Brain Health at the University of Texas at Dallas. But it is rewriting our understanding of adulthood and aging and longevity. And what we thought to be true simply is not.
Wonderful.
Now, brain energy. This is the idea that in order for your brain to do the hard work of being innovative or strategizing or analyzing or learning, whatever it's going to be, you have to have the wherewithal to do that. And so we use the energy metaphor to capture that. And what we're doing is we're tracking through the AI, we are tracking what I call essentials and then complements. The essentials are going to be things like, are you getting enough sleep? Are you exercising? What are your stress levels? All these things that diminish your wherewithal. So brain energy goes down. But if you're at, if the Apple Watch says, you know, those are going up, your brain energy score goes up. But then we also look at, if I may use another metaphor, your gym. So in the same way that you exercise your body with a jog or lift some weights, some resistance training, you can train your brain.
Okay.
So we track that. And so do you, you know, do you have the foundations in place, and are you training your brain? And if you're doing both, you you optimize your brain energy score, and it's going to be easier to learn, to strategize, to plan, all of that.
Fascinating. And can you talk a little more about training the brain?
Sure. So there's a very famous expression that neurons that fire together will wire together.
Okay.
So this is why I say that when you change your behavior, you change your brain, because you start using different neurons, that then start connecting. Mm-hmm. And the more you do it, the more you wire it together.
Mm-hmm.
So what we'll do is we'll look at brain training activities. And mm-hmm. I can give you a super simple example. Now, this mm-hmm. is like day one example. Mm-hmm. There's yep. nothing advanced.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got a daily planner over mm-hmm. here. So, mm. so I've got my daily planner. Mm. Every day has a new quote on correct. It. Mm. So in the morning, what I do is I come up with five completely different interpretations or meanings mm-hmm. of that quote. Not things that are similar. I want them completely different.
Mm-hmm.
But I start my day by using patent brain's pathways, neural mm-hmm. connections mm-hmm. that are for diversity and mm-hmm. lateral thinking and mm-hmm. and seeking out alternatives. Mm-hmm. And I do that every day in the same way somebody might go to the gym and lift weights. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, there's much more advanced brain training you can do, but that's a really simple example of how you change your behavior to rewire the brain.
Fascinating. You know, a few months ago, I spoke to someone who's working on training the brain, and they actually have a device and they're developing it out of Germany
mm-hmm.
where they put it on top of your head and some impulses start to happen. But what you're saying makes a lot of sense. Thank you. My next question to you is that as one also gets older, there are a lot of neuro challenges that start to appear, which are things like dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, etc. Are a lot of these also capable of being handled if you train the brain?
Yes. There's a very famous research article that looked at nuns in a monastery in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
The nuns had no outward signs of declining brain ability. But when they passed away, they had donated their bodies to science. Mm-hmm. A huge number of them had very significant Alzheimer's disease.
Okay.
So why is it that they can have all of that Alzheimer's, but it's not visible outwardly?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had built up something called cognitive reserve. And so that there were other neural pathways that the brain would basically go around the affected portions. Mm. Now, you build that cognitive reserve by, number one, getting your foundations right, get your sleep, eat your nutrition, manage your stress, okay? All of this. But then you can increase that cognitive reserve through seeking out novelty, developing a wide range of different life experiences. So taking up dancing or learning second languages are classic examples of these. And what you're basically doing is building the cognitive reserve that will delay the onset of these outwardly visible neurodegenerative diseases.
Fascinating. Michael, I have time for two more questions.
Sure.
My next question is, it is often said that the human body has not been designed to live 100 years, as a result of which, while, you know, there is redundancy that has been built in virtually every part of our body, except maybe our heart and brain, it is difficult for people to be able to manage their lives because they were not designed to live such a long time. Now, I'm sure this is a fallacy, but I'd love to get your perspective.
I think that our lifestyle is not designed for a 100-year life. Mm. I think that's the problem.
Mm.
And coming from farm country where I did, eating a lot of meat and dairy, a lot of processed food back in those decades, we just did not take care of ourselves. And now think about the modern workplace, where it's almost a badge of honor that you've put in 15-hour days and your eyes are saggy because you didn't get enough sleep. And those are the people seen as making the good choices.
Mm.
And then we add all of this multitasking on top of it.
Yeah.
alcohol, a lack of exercise, sedentary lifestyles. I have little to no doubt that for most of us, certainly not all, because the good Lord played, you know, dealt us different hands. But most of us, if we were to adopt a much better lifestyle, can we be extremely healthy into our 80s and even our 90s? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you. And my last question to you, and this is for the many, many people who will listen to our conversation. I mean, I've just been absolutely fascinated with everything that you are saying. Based on your amazing journey and all the great stuff that you have done, what would you say are three lessons you want our viewers and listeners to take away from your journey, as you know, with Extend My Runway and our conversation?
Well, I think one of them is a very practical lesson that I would share with my children, that we're all raised in a certain way, but with a longer life ahead of us, you may find yourself on a path that you'd never anticipated. So here I am, a Midwestern farm boy in Singapore, married to a Filipina, becoming a neuroscientist.
Amazing.
You really need to plan and invest early for a longer life that may have pathways you never, ever, ever anticipated.
Yeah.
I think that for me, becoming an expat is probably the biggest lesson.
Wonderful. Okay.
I think number two, you've got to, when we talk about critical thinking, the most important aspect of critical thinking is looking inward. Because again, in a diverse world, checking your assumptions should be step number one. But unfortunately, we live in a world where pointing fingers and getting enraged now seems to be step number one. So, so I think begin by looking inward. And number three, make sure you take time to enjoy all the amazing things in this world, because you know, I'm 56 now. I feel like I'm 36. Where did those 20 years go? So make just it's easy to be overly serious. Take the time to enjoy something every day.
Well said. And Michael, on that note, and your three amazing lessons, plan and invest for a longer life early on. Look inwards. And this is something that we have, I've heard a lot from older people and from our own Hinduism. Look inwards and check your own assumptions. That's a very powerful statement you've just made. And the third one is take the time to enjoy the world. Thank you so much for speaking to me about your journey. Thank you for talking to me about Extend My Runway. My biggest learning is that brains at 60 can be as active as much younger and can continue to be active till you are 90.
Absolutely. And
finally, I think your amazing comment that lifestyle is not designed for 100 years. Lives are. So therefore, change your lifestyle.
Beautifully. Can I borrow that? That is beautifully said.
Absolutely. So thank you again for speaking to me, and good luck to you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.